The following broadcast comes to you from Holy Trinity Lutheran Church of New Prague, Minnesota, from the services of Sunday, October 9th, 2016, and is sponsored by Jim and Linnea Houtman.
Welcome to worship this morning. We begin worship with confession and forgiveness, and I invite you to stand if you are able. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Let us pray. Almighty God, to whom all hearts are open, all desires known, and from whom no secrets are hid, cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Let's take a moment now to reflect upon our own sinfulness through silent meditation and reflection. Most merciful God, we confess that we are captive to sin and cannot free ourselves. We have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us. Forgive us, renew us, and lead us, so that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways, to the glory of your holy name. Amen. In the mercy of Almighty God, Jesus Christ was given to die for us, and for his sake, God forgives us all our sins. As a called and ordained minister of the Church of Christ and by his authority, I therefore declare to you the entire forgiveness of all of your sins. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. And we sing our opening hymn. Please be seated. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. We pray together a prayer of the day. Almighty and most merciful God, your bountiful goodness fills all creation. Keep us safe from all that may hurt us, that whole and well in body and spirit, we may with grateful hearts accomplish all that you would have us do. Through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. And we have special music from our choir.
Good morning. The first reading today is from the book of 2 Kings, the 5th chapter. Naaman, commander of the army of the king of Aram, was a great man and in high favor with his master, because by him the Lord had given victory to Aram. The man, though a mighty warrior, suffered from leprosy. Now the Arameans, on one of their raids, had taken a young girl captive from the land of Israel, and she served Naaman's wife. She said to her mistress, "If only my lord were with the prophet who is in Samaria, he would cure him of his leprosy." When the king of Israel read the letter, he tore his clothes and said, "Am I God to give death or life that this man sends word to me to cure a man of his leprosy? Just look and see how he is trying to pick a quarrel with me." But when Elijah, the man of God, heard that the king of Israel had torn his clothes, he sent a message to the king. "Why have you torn your clothes? Let him come to me, that he may learn that there is a prophet in Israel." So Naaman came with his horses and chariots and halted at the entrance of Elisha's house. Elisha sent a messenger to him, saying, Go, wash in the Jordan 7 times, and your flesh shall be restored, and you shall be clean. But Naaman became angry and went away, saying, I thought that for me he would surely come out and stand and call on the name of the Lord his God, and would wave his hand over the spot and cure the leprosy. Are not Abana and Pharpar, the rivers of Damascus, better than all the waters of Israel? Could I not wash in them and be clean? He turned and went away in a rage. But his servants approached and said to him, Father, if the prophet had commanded you to do something difficult, would you not have done it? How much more, when all he said to you was, wash and be clean? So he went down and immersed himself 7 times in the Jordan, according to the word of the man of God. His flesh was restored like the flesh of a young boy, and he was clean. Then he returned to the man of God, he and all his company. He came and stood before him and said, Now I know that there is no God in all the earth except in Israel. Here ends the first reading. The second reading today is from the book of 2 Timothy, the 2nd chapter. Remember Jesus Christ, raised from the dead, a descendant of David. That is my gospel, for which I suffer hardship even to the point of being chained like a criminal. But the word of God is not chained. Therefore I endure everything for the sake of the elect, so that they may also obtain the salvation that is in Jesus Christ with eternal glory. The saying is sure. If we have died with him, we will also live with him. If we endure, we will also reign with him. If we deny him, he will also deny us. If we are faithless, he remains faithful, for he cannot deny himself. Remind them of this, and warn them before God that they are to avoid wrangling over words, which does no good, but only ruins those who are listening. Do your best to present yourself to God as one approved by him, a worker who has no need to be ashamed, rightly explaining the word of truth. Here ends the second reading.
Holy Gospel from Luke, the 17th chapter. On the way to Jerusalem, Jesus was going through a region between Samaria and Galilee. As he entered a village, 10 lepers approached him. Keeping their distance, they called out, saying, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. When he saw them, he said to them, Go and show yourselves to the priests. And as they went, they were made clean. Then one of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back, praising God with a loud voice. He prostrated himself at Jesus' feet and thanked him. And he was a Samaritan. Then Jesus asked, Were not 10 made clean? But the other 9, where are they? Was none of them found to return and give praise to God except this foreigner? Then he said to him, Get up and go on your way. Your faith has made you well. The Gospel of the Lord. Please be seated, and I invite the children to come forward. Good morning.
Good morning.
So how many of you say prayers at the end of every day? Raise your hand. Yep. Do you say prayers? I know you do. Yeah. So if you don't, I encourage you guys to do that. And here's one thing to do, either in your prayers or right before you say prayers, or maybe if you don't say prayers, this is how you start. I want you guys to think of things that you are thankful for. How many of you guys can think of some stuff you're thankful for right now? Yeah? Do you have something? You forgot? I know. Yep. Just shout it out. What are you thankful for? Oh, you're thankful for him? What are you thankful for? How about you? What? Just yell out what you're thankful for.
My mom and...
Mom and dad?
Cake?
I love cake, too. Family? What? French fries?
Bananas.
Oh, yeah. How about you in the back? What? I can't hear you. Food? Yep.
Cake.
You're thankful for cake? Yeah, we have birthday cake at home, so she's excited to go home and eat it. So, lots of things to be thankful for, right? So I want you guys to try that tonight. Do you think you can do that?
Yeah.
So, your mom and dad might forget, so tonight, right before you go to bed, I want you to remind them. Okay, say, Mom and Dad, we got to talk about what we're thankful about. And then here's the trick. Ask them what they're thankful for, too, okay? Do you guys think you can do that? Yeah? Okay. All right. So that's pretty easy. So let's fold our hands and bow our heads and close our eyes. Dear God, thank you for all you give us. Amen. All right. Thank you guys for coming up. Grace to you and peace from God the Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. This gospel text is one we've all heard before about the 10 Samaritans or the 10 lepers who get cleansed and the one who turns and comes back to thank God. What we don't really get to hear much about is how the lepers actually kind of felt. We don't think much about that. We're kind of following Jesus. And they're just kind of these side actors, these side participants in the gospel story. But if you yourself or anyone you know has ever had anything horrible happen to them, you probably can start to understand what I'm going to talk about today. Because what I want to talk about is how we react to bad things that happen to us. How we deal with victimhood in our lives. How we deal with times when life doesn't go the way we planned. Raise your hand if you've ever had a moment in your life where life didn't go as you wanted it to. Right? We've all had them. It always happens. It happens to all of us. But I think one of the most important things is what our reaction is to that situation. And these 10 lepers give us a little insight into that. So I want to talk to you today a lot about gratitude. Because that's one of the stronger emotions I'm feeling right now is gratitude for my 4 years here at Holy Trinity. The ability to be your pastor for 4 years has really been awesome. I'm going to talk more about that later, but I want to kind of weave that notion of gratitude into this story. But first I want to start by helping us understand a little bit more how victimhood or resentment works in our lives. Because we all have it. We don't really talk about it much. But it happens every day. Entitlement. We feel we deserve something. We feel we should be able to kind of live our lives maybe in a certain way. And it doesn't happen. And it causes us some problems. So we're going to do that by going through Genesis 4. A little story quickly. I'm just going to read this to you. So in the course of time, you all know this story, but you probably haven't thought about it this way. In the course of time, Cain brought to the Lord an offering of the fruit of the ground. And Abel, for his part, brought the firstlings of his flock, their fat portions. And the Lord had regard for Abel and his offering, but for Cain and his offering he had no regard. Go back to that one. So what's going on there, notice, God likes what Abel brought, but he doesn't like what Cain brought. Cain gets disrespected. He doesn't get what he thinks he deserves. He doesn't get that regard from God. Think about this in your own life. If you've ever had anything happen to you that you didn't want to have happen, something that's been not fun, not helpful. You feel like you've almost been abandoned by God, maybe. If you're like me and you've talked to people who have gone through disease, who have lost loved ones to illness or death, there's oftentimes some frustration with God. Why God? And to the point of anger sometimes. So go to the next slide. So Cain was very angry and his countenance fell. By the way, if you ever want to know what a countenance looks like when it's fallen, just ask your kids to pout. You know, just make a pouty face. That's what it looks like. Cain was pouting. So the Lord said to Cain, why are you angry and why is your countenance fallen? That's our first clue as to God's understanding of this. God is basically saying you don't have any right to be angry. You don't have any right to be pouting. You're feeling entitled. Then the second thing God says to him, if you do well, will you not be accepted? God is calling him to try again. Go out there and do it. And then he warns him, if you do not do well, sin is lurking at the door. Its desire is for you, but you must master it. Because whenever we are feeling like a victim, that's when we get to turn morality on its head. We get to make our own decisions about what's good and evil. Right? You ever gotten cut off in traffic? And you're like mad at the person for cutting you off? What do you think you can do then? Sometimes tell them they're number one, right? Or maybe you drive up in front of them and you cut them off. Well, none of that stuff is okay, of course, but that's what happens. We've been victimized, and so then out of that victimhood, we're going to get them back, right? Next slide. Cain said to his brother Abel, let us go to the field. And we all know how that story ends. You can go to the next slide. This is what's going on for us so much in our lives. We have this entitlement. We feel we deserve this thing or this particular kind of life or whatever. And we forget that God has given us so much already that in some ways we are entitled to nothing, and yet we have received everything. We've received our life. We've received grace upon grace. We've received gift upon gift from our loving God. And yet here we are pouting that we didn't get first, or we didn't get that, or this happened to us. Now the funny thing is, the way out of victimhood or resentment is not forgiveness. Notice, God is not asking Cain to forgive him. God is calling Cain to gratitude and vocation. Because the more that we can focus on how graced we are, the more that we can hear God's calling for our life, the more we will realize how blessed we are. Gratitude, remember, the root word is grace, gratia. And gratitude is about how graced we have been, how much grace we have received. That's why I encourage the kids and I encourage all of you every night to spend a little time being grateful, to spend a little time thinking about how graced we are. Because that will lead to gratitude. It will lead to you being like that Samaritan leper who's clean, coming back to Jesus and saying, thank you. Thank you for all you have done. And the other thing that we have to remember is that we are being called day after day. God doesn't say, you know what, you've done enough. You're good. Just go home. Take a break. God keeps calling us. Keeps asking us to do good. Keeps asking us to go out into the world and to be good news for all people. God doesn't say, yeah, it's okay, take a break. For a year, you might say for a day or two, but he keeps calling. And the beauty of that is that we don't have to always be perfect in our response. If we sometimes, you know, do good, great. And if we sometimes don't, God forgives us still. That's what we're hearing in 2 Timothy. If we are faithless, the writer says, he remains faithful, for he cannot deny himself. We have been blessed with a God who loves us, with a God who will never abandon us. That even though you will have pastors come and go, some you may like and some you may not like, God keeps blessing you with the good news. Keeps coming into your lives and giving you grace upon grace. Keeps turning you around so that you can see his gift of his son's death and resurrection and the promise of eternal life. And our hope is that we don't get mired down in resentment and victimhood. But if you ever find yourself there, I encourage you to remember this Cain and Abel story. Probably not the story you'd think that you should be, you know, ruminating on in the midst of maybe cancer, or in the midst of losing someone you love, or in the midst of some horrible thing in your life. But if you think about it, and you hear God's call to you, why are you angry? Yeah, why am I angry? I have so much to be thankful for. If you do well, will you not also be accepted? Yeah, God continues to call me. So one little tangent out of that is, when I go to the nursing home and I preach to the people in the nursing home, do you think I don't use vocation with them? Just because they're in the nursing home doesn't mean that they're not still being called to be God's people in the world. Just because all they really know in the world is that building and their lives there, they still have a vocation. Think about yourselves and all that you do and all the people you meet day after day after day. You have a vocation as well. So I hope that we can all be thankful. Thankful for the time we spent together. Thankful for God's blessing, for His gift of this church, for His gift of this community, for His gift of His Son and His grace. And we can go out into the world rejoicing, knowing that our faith has made us well. Amen. Now may the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep our hearts and minds in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen. And we stand and sing our hymn of the day.
Confess our faith using the words of the Apostles' Creed, which we can find in our bulletins on our screens. For the whole church, let us confess our faith. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day He rose again. He ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father, and He will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be Thy name. Thy kingdom come, Thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For Thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make His face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace. Amen. And we sing our sending hymn.